Yes, it's the Goldbergs. You know, I've been meeting up with a tough customer lately. He's old man wash day habits, and he has the mistaken idea that you ladies have to do things his way on wash day.
You bet they do. I'm old man wash day habit, I am. There's nothing I enjoy more than to keep a lady washing the same old way with the same old soap year after year.
Well, I've got you licked when I tell ladies about New Dove, that new kind of granulated soap.
Not so loud about Dove. I don't want the ladies to find out that this does all three kinds of wash.
Well, listen here, old wash day habits. You can't stop me from telling the ladies what wonders does can do. Why, it gets dirty work shirts clean, grimy towels white, yet it's really safe for rayon undies.
Quiet, you. If the ladies discover that Dove does everything in the wash, I'm done for.
That's right. They'll toss you right out once they discover how much safer Dove is for fussy colored washables than any other leading granulated laundry soap. And yet, this same Dove can get dirty towels, snowy white.
Oh, ouch. That's bad news for me.
You bet it is, old man wash day habit, because Dove will show the ladies just how really dazzling white their towels and linens can be. Why, they've never seen whiter washes than you Dove gives them.
Hey, soft pedal that.
And Dove does it so easily. In fact, there's not another soap of any kind that gets clothes white easier than you Dove.
Oh, have a heart. I've been telling the ladies that Dove is just like all the other soap.
But you know it's not. Why, they've never before been able to buy a soap quite like it. You see, Dove is a really new kind of granulated soap. Not just a new improvement of an old soap.
Oh, looks like I'm licked.
You bet you are, Mr. Wash Day Habit. Why, women by the millions are changing to new Dove on wash day. So, ladies, just ask for D-U-Z, Dove, today in that big red and white box. And next wash day, let Dove do everything. And now, the Goldbergs. Well, in all their dealings with people, Molly's found that a man's worst enemy is his pride. And that a woman's worst enemy is the very same thing. Pride can become a wall between you and what you want most in the world. All because people have such an exaggerated sense of their own importance. Well, now, while Molly's broken through Margaret Way's pride and Ori Ann's pride, there still remains Mr. Way's and Dr. Cater's. So, Molly, early as it is this morning, has cooked up one of her little stews. Listen.
Rosalie, squeeze yourself. I forgot to make orange juice, darling. Squeeze Papa and family, too. Yes, dear?
Did anyone else have your breakfast?
The balance forms grapefruit.
What a day.
What a day. I should say what a day. Yes, darling?
Ma, you put buttons on this shirt, but they're bigger than the buttonholes.
I did that.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my. Can you wait 1 second, family, please? Just 1 second, and I'll show you the button.
Who are you calling so early, Ma?
Dr. Cater, please.
What are you calling Dr. Cater for?
Ma, I have to use a batch of oranges for every glass.
So use the tiny, weeny glasses, dear, and one orange should be sufficient, please. Hello? Hello, Dr. Cater? Well, did Christopher left yet?
You call him Christopher, huh?
He did? Oh, thank you very much. All right. I'm sorry to have to call you so early in the a.m. Well, I'm just hoping everything will be well. Yes. Thank you very much. Oh.
Ma.
Sammy, please, don't start with the Ma. Please, I want Christopher Cater here. I want him here at the psychological moment. The psychologist shouldn't be present at the psychological moment.
Ma, there's not enough juice even for the little girl.
All right, dear. Please, do as you will. Please, do as you will. Where's the button box now?
I don't know.
I'll get it. Rosalie, dear, you had my button box. What did you do with it?
I'll get it.
Bring in family's juice, please.
All right.
Family, darling, sit down. Sit down, dear.
All right.
Here, Mark. You send me
garlic
juice.
Now, don't talk with your mouth full.
I'm eating my breakfast. Do you mind? I'm late.
Why don't you get up a little earlier?
Why don't you stop being the general manager around here?
Why don't you stop being so foolish?
Aren't you a little mistaken about who's being foolish?
Oh, I don't think so.
Oh, why don't you tell him to stop? How can you sit there, Ma, and you're laughing?
I'm enjoying myself. Why not? Why shouldn't I laugh? I want to see here and get my ears full with the ma. Why not? I want it to be like a song that goes around in my head when I'll be old and you wouldn't be little anymore. How much longer will you be young enough for the ma? How much longer? So, no? Go on, let me hear better than forward. No? Who's the general manager? No?
So come here, Sammy, please.
Let me fix you. Give me the scissors. Give me the scissors. This button is just too big,
this
huh?
This one right here.
Oh, Rosalie, darling, find me some small buttons.
I haven't any time, Mark.
No time. All right, so go. But not without glasses, you hear me? See? And muffle your neck with a warm muffle, please.
Is this button all right?
That's too big, also.
Molly.
Yeah?
What kind of buttons did you sew on my shirt? What kind?
Same buttons you sewed on mine.
Well, how can I button myself now?
Well, goodbye, Rosalie, darling.
Goodbye.
Rosie, dear, on your way back to school, bring me a paper of buttons, all sizes. All right, dear?
I haven't any money, Mom.
Well, tell Mrs. Hornbeck she should put it on the book. I have a small account with her. Tell her that Mama wants an itemized bill also.
All right, Sam. Is it all right if I get a pair of stockings?
Again, stockings?
Then I won't get them.
Get them.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Sam, dear, who should I sew first?
Me.
I'll sew Tamala first, Jake. I want you to wait for Dr. Cater.
Dr. Cater is coming?
Mm-hmm.
Who called him?
I called him.
You're stirring again, huh?
I'm not stirring, dear. I'm not stirring. I told him about the pardon and how Mr. Ray is undecided.
Esther, I spoke to him. He's still undecided?
Still undecided. Oh, Dr. Cater?
Oh, Ma, look out with that needle.
Oh, I'm sorry. I hurt you with the needle. Oh, I'm sorry, dear. I'm very sorry.
Oh, good morning.
Morning. That's all right, Dr. Uh-huh. Cater. That's all right. You don't have to stamp off your feet. Uh-huh. That's all right. Just don't bother with the snow.
Well, I don't want to say
that. That's all right. I didn't give my household chores yet. I have to scrub my floor later. Come
all
here.
Right.
Pretty cold out, huh, Doctor?
It's very cold. Open your coat, Dr. Cater.
Thank you.
The family pushover shirt for Dr. Cater.
Oh, that's all right.
Oh. Orion?
Good morning.
Jake, family, come inside. I'll show you inside where my implements are.
Please, Mrs. Goldberg, don't find excuses to leave us alone.
Well, I have to sew this is because I have to sew the...
Suppose Mrs. Goldberg asked you to come over.
How did you ever deduce that?
Because you said you were never going to see me again.
Oh, did I say that? I meant I never wanted to see you again.
Then goodbye.
Oh, no. Oh, I've got business with you. We've got a few things to talk over.
You're not going to tell me I'm in love with you, not all over again.
No, I'm not. Although it's probably still true. In fact, now that I've decided that you're not worth any stray affection of mine, you'll probably pine away from me.
Oh, stop it, Chris.
All right, Orion. I thought it was what you wanted to hear. But if you don't, then I'll tell you what I've come to say. You believe now what I told you a long time ago. After I saw her and spoke to her for the first time, Mrs. Way is in love with her husband. She always has been, despite that muddled and painful past.
I believe that now.
So, he was loved and still loved by his former wife, whereas, I see how logical it sounds, whereas you only pity him. Why don't you give him up?
Aren't you forgetting he doesn't want to give me up?
Oh, no, that's part of it, too. Why don't you give him up?
How can I?
Why don't you try? Now, you've been sailing through this whole situation as helplessly as a disabled ship. Any place a wave tossed, you went. Time to do something about it. You've got to get Way to accept all these things his wife is doing for him. He's got to accept them and accept the reason, too, that she loves him. And his responsibility lies towards her. You've got to force him back to his wife.
And then?
Then, Orion, you've got to do something else. Mrs. Way must think that you're the one who's being given up. You see, she'll take her husband back on any terms, but love doesn't grow well in the soil of leftovers. So, if you want to make a noble gesture, you should go to Margaret and say that Edward is giving you up for her and beg her to make him happy.
Aren't we old enough not to go through that kind of an act?
Oh, no. Human pride never grows up. It always wears diapers and crawls around in us in the form of a sniveling, disgusting ego. Margaret Way would like to feel she'd jump at the chance of feeling that she had won her husband back. And he'd mean more to her that way. It'd be a wonderful triumph for that pride which she's humiliated all this past week and all the things she's done. Unless you're too proud to do it.
I don't think it makes any difference.
It does, Oriane. It makes an immense difference. I've come to understand, Margaret. Like her, too. That misguided love of hers is a vast thing in her life. And Way means so little in yours. If you're giving anything, give it all. Give it the best way. Even if you married Way, you'd never possess him. His whole past is tied to Margaret, and that means his future, too. You'd be just an excuse for his not facing reality. So you can be sincere when you speak to Margaret. You really lost him. You never had him.
Who did I have, Chris?
I'm here as a psychologist. And as a psychologist, I'd like to say it's the one thing you'll never know.
But all this talk about Mrs. Way and Mr. Way conceals the real conversation that Chris would like to have with Oriane. That conversation which he once started and never finished. You know, I guess a lot of you ladies have been dissatisfied with the halfway job old-fashioned soaps do for dishes. Yet, those mild bar soaps don't have real speed, and those tough granulated soaps are short on safety for your hands. Well, believe me, there's nothing halfway about New Delhi. Yet, this new kind of granulated soap has everything for dishes, from whirlwind speed to extra gentleness for your hands. That's right. The same does that does everything in your wash goes all the way on dishes, too. And just notice how wonderfully soft and smooth your hands feel after doing dishes with Dove. Actually, Dove is the only leading granulated laundry soap to give your hands this extra gentle care. Yep, you can't buy a soap that gets dishes clean faster or easier than Dove. It cuts even tough grease without any hard scouring. Yes, those busy suds will tell you how really different new Dove is. So, don't bother with halfway soap. Try new Dove. It has everything for dishes. And be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs. Next time, Molly keeps switching scenes in order to get the right pairs set up, but she misses fire. This is James Fleming, wishing you good day for Procter & Gamble, the makers of Dove, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of wash.